Besides, even if I had been justified in leaving Bob, the property on which we lived would one day be my inheritance, and it was my trailer. I thought about how hard I had worked as a cleaning lady down at the marina for 18 years. I thought of all of the condoms I'd pulled out of air conditioner vents and of the snobby ladies who said I hadn't gotten the crap out of the toilets when I scoured them with bleach. I remembered all the rich outlanders who'd talked down to me, thinking I was some ignorant hillbilly. No, I'd worked too hard to pay for it. Plus, I had mowed the daggum yard every day with a push mower and had planted flowers and painted the walls. How could I ever walk away from my home? You mad? Bob asked. No, I'm hurt. Well, I don't know why the hell you're hurt. I'm the victim here. I'm not the bad guy, Cupcake. You always make me out to be the bad guy. I'm not the villain here. Your whole family treats me like everything's my fault. Bob, honey, Uncle Fawcett needs a place to stay. He has a temporary mental affliction. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but he can't stay here. He's a liability. They've probably implanted tracking devices and everything in him by now. There are no tracking devices, I screamed. He's just an old man, Bob, an old man who needs his family. He's a link to the CIA, Bob snapped. The CIA doesn't give a crap about you, I said. What could you possibly have that they would want? Tell me, Bob, what? You want to know, he said. I'll tell you. I have the truth, Cupcake. The truth. And people with the truth are a threat. Uncle Fawcett is not a leak, I said. Please, Bob, if you care about me at all, don't make me turn him out in the cold. Of course I care about you, he said in a kinder voice. But face it, it's not logical. We're not equipped to help him. The best thing for your uncle, I hate to say it, is to put him in a nursing home or an insane asylum or something. The kind of care he needs, you can't give him anyway. You don't know what you're asking me, I said. I love my uncle. Then you better put him in a home for the afflicted, his voice sounded angry again, because his brain has been turned to mustard. Before long, he'll be pissing all over the place and spitting in the floor. Are you going to clean that up, sugar? I sure as hell ain't. No, if you care anything about that old fart, you'll put him in a nursing home or somebody that gets paid to change diapers can take care of him. Bob, I snapped. How can you be so insensitive? Sensitivity is for tree huggers and hippies, he said. I'm a realist, and I'm telling you it ain't realistic to take care of him. 1 week, Bob said. 1 week. Then either he goes or I go. I won't have him bringing some secret government sect in here to take us out. He slicked his hair back again, and I could tell by his jerky movements that he was more agitated than usual. I could feel a full-force rant coming on. Even when I was angry at Bob, I felt sorry for him. He wanted to be kind, but he couldn't because he was never happy. He didn't have a high-paying job. His head roared, his ears buzzed. He needed new shoes, or the pie I baked was a different kind than he wanted. And his family, his brother and his sister, couldn't stand to be around him. In fact, he hadn't spoken to his brother since 1976, when they had had a falling out. Still, my heart ached for Uncle Fawcett. While I was thinking on these things, he talked, going from one subject to the next, ranting about all the people who had lied to him, everybody from the preacher to the president. Somehow that had all come about from my asking for Uncle Fawcett to stay a while, or maybe it started when he discovered I hadn't fixed pork chops for supper. When I tuned into him, he was talking about the communists taking over the country and how all the social programs were making the government go broke. It all ties into Kennedy's assassination, he said. The vice president had him killed because he knew JFK was going to bring this country to its knees. Maybe it all really started when they found those aliens in 1947. That plane I saw back in 66? I don't care if I was a little kid. It was not ordinary human technology. I don't know. The lies go back so far nobody can be sure where they began. I shrugged. I think that they've really been lying to us since Lincoln forced the Southern states to remain with the Union. You know, we started out as a confederation of independent states, and state is another word for country. I knew better than to urge him on in his rampant, but it was better than his cussing and complaining about pork chops. Besides, when he thought I was into what he was saying, he was in a better mood, and his rants wouldn't last as long. Shh, he put a finger to his lips. He lifted the phone, peering through the holes into the metal plate on the bottom, and whispered, I should really take this off and make sure the phone's not bugged. You know you're right, Cupcake. But if they hear you saying those things, they'll come take you away, and they've got everybody bugged. There is no freedom of speech anymore. He set the phone down, then walked across the room. There's a spider. He took the floss water from its nail on the wall and killed it. He hung the swatter back up. Next, he walked to the kitchen, looked out the window, and affectionately said, Oh, look, there's old Guest. Ain't he cute? Sure is, I said. I sat still as a brick wall and stared at nothing. Our dog's whole name was You Know I Know Guess. Uncle Fawcett had named that dog. Who knows where he'd come up with such a name. But the old stray dog had been around for 10 years now, going from our house to Cookies and then to Uncle Fawcett's to beg for food. We called him Guess for short. Bob came back and flipped on the television. There was a soldier show playing. He said, That's about the way it really is in America. The whole mess in Vietnam was just a load of chicken shit. Our entire government is a joke, putting men on the moon, my ass. Why, old JFK would have been better off blowing the commies off the face of the planet. And look at the way they're letting that foreigners into this country. Pretty soon won't be a place for a white man. He flipped off the set, yawned, and said, Oh, yeah, I'm gay. I rolled my eyes. You are not. I knew he didn't mean it. He was saying that to see if I was listening. Let's go eat, I said. I don't suppose I was much for decorating, or maybe it was that having my entire home encased in aluminum foil, including the ceiling, took any creative spark I might have had right out of me. There was only one picture on our wall, a fuzzy wedding photo that someone had snapped with a cheap camera. I had taken it to a photography shop and had it blown up to put in an 8x10 frame. Our windows had been tinted with car tint because Bob didn't want anybody looking in on us, and our furniture was sparse. We had a little round metal breakfast table and three mismatched chairs near the window, a refrigerator counter where the coffee pot sat, and sink on one side of the wall, a cook stove on the other, and directly opposite the table was a room divider, the type that was common in trailers that were built during the 70s and 80s. Our kitchen cabinets were red and yellow, like mustard and ketchup. There was no microwave, no blender, and no toaster. Nothing extra that could serve as an outside information link. Bob took a bite of his chili. Something's missing in this chili. You got meat in it? Yes. Chili powders? Uh-huh. Onion? Yep. Tomato juice? Bob, I've been making chili since I could reach a stove. It's got everything it's supposed to have. It don't have pork chops. I dropped my spoon and rolled my eyes again. That's because you don't put pork chops in chili. Oh, are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Well, something's missing. It's not very good tonight. If you don't like it, then don't eat it. Hell, he said, you're mean to me, Cupcake. Why are you always so mean to me? I'm not mean, Bob. He finished off the bowl of chili, then got another. This time he crumbled crackers and cheese in his bowl. Well, I guess his chili's not too bad. Afterwards, we went into the living room to watch TV. Of course, we didn't get cable or have dish satellite. We watched public broadcasting stations, or else we watched videos on our VHS player. We watched a program about an English monk who solved mysteries. A person's mind will betray her. I found myself staring off into space, thinking about what would become of Uncle Fawcett. Perhaps the sheriff and Bob were right. I would talk to Cookie tomorrow about at least checking out that place. If we did end up placing him there, I would drive to Mercy several times a week to be with him. Since I worked at the marina on Friday, Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays, I would be with my uncle on Tuesday and Thursday. Cookie could go on Wednesday if I could talk her into coming out of the house. The following day, I walked Uncle Fawcett over to Cookie's while I went to check out the home, and the next day I called the sheriff's office, leaving a message with his secretary that I was taking Uncle Fawcett to the home on Wednesday. I don't know why I called him.